You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
With us today in SBS Radio Filipino, and we're privileged to have her again, is Sister Pat Fox. Good morning, Sister Pat.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay. So we go straight to the interview, Sister Pat. Did you expect that the Bureau of Immigration would deny your motion for reconsideration?
Actually, yes. We thought it probably would deny the motion for reconsideration. Mm-hmm. We had expected, though, to get a reply from them and not through the media.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you expected it.
It was sort of, we were hoping not, but half expected.
But how has it been for you waiting for their decision?
Well, it's very unsettling because you know how you're sort of, you're really hoping for the best, but part of you is saying, well, what's going to happen? So it was quite unsettling, yeah, waiting for the decision. Mm.
So did you feel a bit stressful as well?
Quite stressful, yes.
What has been your action together with your legal counsel since then?
Well, under the rule, under the omnibus rules of the Bureau of Immigration, you have you can file a petition of review to the Solicitor General, General, I think it is, Department of Justice. And so we did that on, we had 10 days, I think, but we actually filed it almost, well, 2 days after we learned about it. Mm. So we've got a petition in now for the Solicitor General to look at it. Mm.
Okay, so you filed the petition last Friday.
For review.
Last Friday, okay. So I've read that the Department of Justice gave an order that you're still going to stay for, like, until June 18, right?
Well, they've sort of based it on the fact that while my motion for review was at the Bureau of Immigration, there was 5 days. 5 days had gone on the supposed 30 days. So they're working on 25 days from the date I filed the petition. But it depends on when they give the results of our petition and what their result is. So they were sort of working on a very short time frame. So they said 5 days is gone. So 25 days from Friday took it up to June 18.
But Sister Pat, with their order, are you fine with it? Are you okay with it?
Well, I think they're following the process, you know, because they've given the Bureau of Immigration 10 days to answer our petition, and then we should get 5 days to answer the answer of the Bureau of Immigration, and then the Department of Justice should rule on the decision, and they said if they need hearings, they'll have hearings. So if it all goes to law, it's how it should go, basically.
Okay, so you're just strictly following the law.
Yeah, we're strictly following what the rules of the Bureau of Immigration itself have.
Okay. So, Sister Pat, why have you been strongly motivated to not give up this fight?
Well, I think partly because I've been here so long and didn't particularly want to leave. But there are also, the way it was done, that I was just to be deported with no say, and then the grounds that they've come out with. Number one, they challenged the role of what a missionary should be and where they should be. Number two, they're challenging the role of any solidarity person or anyone who comes here to be in solidarity with those who are struggling could be deported, you know, without any due process. So it's partly for myself, and it's partly also because it would set a very dangerous precedent.
Our President Duterte. I heard that your appeal to him is that he listen to human rights victims. Do you want to add more on that, Sister
Pat? I mean, that's really been my... Because what precipitated all of this was that mm-hmm. I went on a fact-finding to Mindanao mm-hmm. because we had been getting reports of increasing human rights violations, and the stories we heard down there from the people in the countryside are really quite horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, like, that's not getting out, and, you know, you hear the military saying people like martial law, but the people we talk to are frightened.
Okay, they're very scared of what's happening. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so, you know, like, what I'm saying is please listen to these people also. You know, listen to how they're feeling, listen to what's happening. Mm.
You mentioned, Sister Pat, that you're receiving supports from Philippines and Australia. So in mm-hmm. Australia, what kind of support are you receiving from them?
Well, from what I know, like, they made representations to the Philippine embassy there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, of course, my congregation's been writing letters and doing things. I think the Philippine community, like Magrante, and I think there's the movement against tyranny, have been trying to get, you know, things going. So, and there's petitions, and also, and the church there have been very supportive in signing petitions and things. So,
mm-hmm. And you're receiving a lot of prayers from them as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this June 2, there's going to be like an ecumenical service planned for you. So can you tell us more about this, Sister Pat?
I can't tell you a lot about it.
Okay, not really.
I've only heard about it myself.
Okay, because like it was in the news as well that there's an ecumenical service planned for you, but you haven't heard
of it. Yeah, I know that there's one. I think at first that people thought I might have been home, you know, because mm-hmm. the original date I was supposed to leave here was May 25, under the 30 days that they gave me. So I think it's a joint between my congregation, different Filipino communities, because I know a lot of Filipinos in the Australia. So I think it's sort of a joint effort of a lot of different groups to have something in support of me, like a prayer service in support of me.
Thank you very, very much, Sister Pat. Again?
You're welcome.
Okay. Hope you keep us updated regarding your fight for justice.
Okay, yeah. We'll wait for now is the answer of the BI.
Okay.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
sbs.com.au